Back with another resume review, and this guy does not need a review. I don't even know why he sent me it. He's there, he's good, but we're gonna go top to bottom, really nitpick his resume. But take a look at the resume, because I'm gonna point out a lot of the strengths and things that you guys should be following if you want to get an internship this summer. Starting at the top, he's got his email, his phone number, his LinkedIn, and his GitHub. Perfect. I would say you could remove the Atlanta, Georgia. It's not necessary. Looking at the education section, it's basically perfect. It's missing one point, which is the relevant coursework. I'll put that right under GPA. It's like your top five most relevant classes. But besides that, the expected date, the GPA, everything, it's perfect. Now looking at the certifications and skills, he's got a lot of certifications. He's got a lot of skills. See how there's a space after the skills? I would fill that space by categorizing the skill. Metasploit, Splunk, Wireshark, MITRE ATT&CK, those could be in the same category. ServiceNow, AWS, Microsoft Defender, those could be in the same category. You get what I'm saying? It'll probably be like 2 to 3 lines total. Looking at his work experience, it's perfect. 5 bullet points, and he does a great job at emphasizing impact and really telling what he did during the experience. Take a look, screenshot it, something. It's perfect. He also has metrics, and I like that he bolded each and every one of the skills that he used. For example, prompt engineering is in his skills, and so he has it bolded in his actual experience. That right there is next level. Only thing that's questionable is that you did get this internship in May 2025, and it says that you're still present. Unless you got a return offer or you're doing a co-op, I would change that. Now moving on to the leadership and technical experience section. First thing I would do is change this leadership and technical experience just to leadership, because your work experience is very technical. Although a bit of this is technical, it's primarily leadership. President of 2 clubs, great. Each one shows impact, perfect. This guy's doing a great job at really selling his leadership. A lot of people don't do. Although he has 2 president positions, which is super solid, don't undersell your leadership experiences. Treat them as actual work experiences. Again, projects, amazing. Competitions, again, perfect. Some of the verbs that he used, detonating, analyzing, responded, orchestrated, etc. Maybe not all people can use detonating in their resume, but these are strong verbs. I guess my last little nitpick would be to untitle these links. Meaning, put it like linkedin.in/whatever. In that case, they actually know what the link looks like. But overall, this is probably one of the best resumes I've seen. Kind of curious as to if he was just like baiting and wanted to get gassed up, but he's definitely getting an internship. If you guys want to review, just send me a connection request on LinkedIn. So I accept it, send me your resume. I'm going to be looking at the people on LinkedIn first. So if you DM me through TikTok, I got you, but you're going to be later in line.